from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 5 o'clock. I'm Erin Vogt. Topping our report this hour, a 36-year-old Woodbridge man is charged with the murder of his own 4-year-old son a year after the boy's death in Somerset County. Sean Tate is also charged with endangering the welfare of a child. Prosecutors say Tate called for help last February, saying the child had suffered injuries in the days before he fell unresponsive. The boy's death was ruled a homicide this month, and Tate was arrested on Tuesday. New Jersey news brought to you by Edison Nissan. The Nissan President's Day sale is here, and it's bigger than ever. Make your way to Route 46 Nissan, Route 17 Nissan, Edison Nissan, and Route 33 Nissan for presidential savings with 0% financing on the Nissans you want. $55, that's the average monthly dental insurance premium people pay in New Jersey, making the state the fourth most expensive in the U.S. as of last year. That's according to research from Celebrate Dental and Braces. Regional partner Dr. David Ensley says as inflation has crept up, the maximum yearly amount has covered less and less.
Dental insurance companies would actually raise that max yearly amount because it just doesn't cover very much anymore. Almost hidden way that inflation has been impacting customers, it's been gradually eating away at that max yearly amount in their dental insurance.
He says decreasing the tax burden and regulatory barriers and making a more business-friendly environment would encourage more dentists to work in New Jersey, decreasing costs for everyone. And the Trump administration is reversing planned cuts to the 9/11 health care program. Staten Island Congresswoman Nicole Malliotakis says she and other lawmakers got word from the White House there will be no cuts to staffing at the World Trade Center health care program and research grants related to illnesses, even though Trump originally signed off on a plan that would have cut 20% of staff from that program. Now, the Hyundai of Trenton Business Report. The Dow drops to end the week. Home sales fell sharply in January as prices hit an all-time high for the month. According to the National Association of Realtors, sales of pre-owned homes declined 4.9% from December to an annual rate of just over 4 million units. On Wall Street, the Dow closed down 749 points at 43,428. With over 500 new and pre-owned vehicles in stock, Hyundai of Trenton guarantees the best price and trade value in the tri-state area on Olden Ave in Ewing or at HyundaiofTrenton.com. Hear the latest New Jersey 101.5 newscast when you want, where you want, and on demand. Go to NJ1015.com and click on demand. Any warm-up on the way? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Big dome of high pressure will build over New Jersey this weekend into early next week. Sinking air, a calm, not as cold air mass. We finally settle into a nice weather pattern heading into the final week of February. Now, that wind has been annoying and chilly today. It'll calm down eventually tonight. Clear and cold for New Jersey overnight. Lows fall to around 20. Tomorrow's high near 40. Not bad. More sunshine with late day clouds. Sunday looks like a nice day as highs push into the mid-40s under a mix of sun and clouds. And Monday gets even warmer. Partly sunny skies. Highs around 50. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Phillipsburg 32, Princeton 34, Cherry Hill 35. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. And this weather brought to you by W. Danley Electrical. Are you prepared should you experience a power outage? A Generac generator by W. Danley automatically activates within seconds, keeping your power on. 0% financing for 18 months available. Visit Danley911.com.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.